This is the Political Ecology Forum podcast at the Norwegian University of Life Sciences. I am your host, Carmen Mappis, PhD candidate at the Department of Urban and Regional Planning. Okay, this is a very special episode for Political Ecology Podcast Forum. Normally, we talk with experts or with academics that work widely with political ecologies. But this time, we are going to engage with Bibu. And can you remind me your last name?
Bibu Prasad Nayak.
Fantastic. Welcome, Bibu. Bibu is a senior researcher at the Tata Institute for Social Research, based at the campus of Hyderabad in India. And as I heard, he has worked for many years in the field of environmental governance across India and is currently member of Riverine Rights Project, which is a project considering the significance of a series of legal rulings on the personhood of river and the rights for rivers. But about the case, I hope that now Bibu, which is the expert now in this field, can tell us a little bit about your background and about your work, how you experience your work with the rivers.
Yeah, thank you for this discussion. I am an economist by training, working on environmental governance issues. After my PhD, I mostly work in research institutions, and for last 6 years, I'm into teaching and also get engaged with different research projects, riverine rights being one of that. My experience of working with rivers are rather very limited. I never worked on any projects on river before, but I worked on natural resource management, community-based institutions. And that made me get exposed to the river community interactions in my earlier projects. Yeah. And also when I was working for TERI, I had the opportunity to part of different consortiums, developing projects on proposals on river restoration governance. So, when I got this opportunity to be part of this consortium, I see this is a big opportunity, and I jumped into this project. Mm.
So, your background is more the economy, and as someone that is learning about political ecology, I will maybe quote Professor Benjaminson, who said, for example, that the political ecology voice will tell you that the relationship between people and nature, particularly in the context of different governance, is highly political and embracing issues of rights. How do you experience the connection between the economy, the rights, and what would be your comment about it?
Yes, of course. The relationship between, or the interaction between nature and the communities, are always mediated by the kind of institutions that you have. And these institutions also include the property right institutions. They could be formal or they could be informal, going by the kind of understanding institutions we have. So that has always been there, the kind of law, kind of policies, and the historical context is very important. For instance, many countries like India, which had such a long years of British rule,
yes.
Many of these natural resources were nationalized.
Yeah.
Particularly forest, or for that matter, many other natural resources got nationalized, and that often resulted in disenfranchisement of the local communities, because the state wanted to use the resources for a very specific purpose. That time it was revenue maximization. And several such policies has also continued beyond, even after the India got independence. In the context of forest, for instance,
yeah.
Till very recent years, till 1988 forest policy, people were always seen as a problem when it comes to the forest, the interaction between forest and communities. Yeah.
Yes. And then. Have you encountered issues of power asymmetries in the case of the rivers that you work with?
Like when it comes to nature-society interactions, like Ajay said, they are mediated by the kind of institutions that you have in place.
Yeah.
And institutions have like different actors and like in the context of, as I said, the example that I have given before in the context of forest, when it is largely owned by the state, then like the power relationship are always are not even after the state brings the community based resource management institutions, participatory policies, like I mean people are not seen as partners, people are still seen as beneficiaries. And that makes like I mean this whole premise, when the state is the benefactor and people are the beneficiaries, then the partnership like always have an inherent imbalance power like equation out there.
That's very interesting. And you also there is also about the cultural context of India and the dimension of religion and the dimension of spirituality related and connected to nature. So do you have something to comment about that?
Yes, it plays out differently for different natural resources.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, because we started the discussion for the river.
Yeah.
Rivers are a very complex system. Because of like I mean because of the nature of the resources and the kind of imagination that for instance we have around other natural resources, be it forest, be it other commons, like where the idea there has been efforts to both through policies, through different programs to engage communities has been very different in the context of rivers. So rivers, whether they are commons, is something which is again very like I mean issue that has to be discussed. But when it comes to the religious context, like I mean particularly Hindus and also other Indic religions have elements of nature worship.
Yeah.
Like I mean it's something which is very common across all this. Like something which I often say, like, I mean, I was born like some maybe 2,500 kilometers away from the river Ganga, like where it originates. But Ganga was always, like, I mean, as a river, it was always in our imaginations, right? You do see a bit of Ganga in everybody's house, right? Because people do consider Ganga water as sacred and they do store that in houses. So the river, like I mean, Ganga, for instance, was never closed. Till I, like I mean, gone to university and traveled to, like I mean, Haridwar, I had never seen Ganga before. But Ganga as a river have always existed, right? In my imaginations, right? As a child, I got to hear stories about Ganga. Then, like also, as I've grown up, we had these television serials. Where Ganga is also one of the characters. So we had certain imaginations of Ganga all the time. And Ganga water being considered sacred was always there. So the connection between the communities and the river systems are not just something which is like a spatial relationship. Like, I mean, the communities who live close to the river, they are, of course, connected. But like for those rivers which are considered sacred, even people who live thousands of kilometers away, they are also connected to the river, right? Like, I mean, the context might be different. The kind of link, relationship that they share, that was certainly different. But like, I mean, that relationship has always been there.
Thank you very much. These are very interesting insights. And just to wrap up everything, how will you describe the bureaucracy, the level of bureaucracy influencing the river as an entity, as a part of the nature and the local landscape?
As my understanding goes, the bureaucracy do not see river as an entity, river as a system. right? Because the laws, the institutions that we have around them, it recognizes the land on which river flows.
Yeah.
It recognizes the water as a resource, again, you know, that flows in the river. So it could be around using that water, building structures for the irrigations and all this, or it talks about fisheries, it deals with fisheries,
yeah,
or other kinds of resources that comes from the river, the sand, for instance. So the way the state engages with the river, the bureaucracy engages with the river, the system, administrative system engages with the river, are for different resources. So this idea of river as a system, a river as an entity, it's certainly being articulated, because rivers have names, they have certain physical attributes. But when it comes to administering the river or governing the rivers, rivers as an entity, as I understand, do not exist.
Thank you very much, Vivo. It was a very interesting conversation.
Thank you.
And this is Carmen Mappis for the Political Ecology Podcast Forum.
Yeah, thank you.